Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, the smoothest show on internet radio. Your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. It is Sunday. What's today? April 10th, 2016. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. I am here with Mike Reynolds. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Terry. How's everything today? Everything's going great out here.
No snow?
No snow no more. No, the snow is gone. Yeah, it came down yesterday, but it's gone now, so yeah.
Okay, well, it's raining here in Vegas. It's not raining right now, but we have sprinkles going on. So it's been a rainy weekend here for us, for sure. Let me welcome to the chat room Joe from Germany, Ollie J, and Shanna Smith. Welcome, Shanna. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Nick Colleone's picture. That will bring you into the show page. And just below that is the chat room. The phone number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. 5485. We are still waiting for Mr. Nick Colleone to call in. I've already sent a message for him, and he just saw it, so I'm going to assume he will be calling in shortly. But he has a brand new CD out called The Journey, and it is a slamming good CD. So good. So good. Did you get a chance to listen to it, Mike?
Say again?
Did you get a chance to listen to the Nick CD?
Oh, yeah, the whole CD, yes. Actually, I was listening to it on the way back from Berks. Yeah, so it's a very nice CD.
Oh, it's so
very nice.
Good.
Love it.
So good. Mr. Colleone, is that you on the phone?
Yes, I am. This is me.
Huh? Well, hello, Mr. Colleone, a.k.a. James Brown. How are you?
Yo, a.k.a. James Brown. All right. I'll take it.
I saw those Jazz Meet James Brown pictures, and I was like, look at Nick Colleone here. You got Kim Waters putting a cape on him. He's kneeling on the ground to accept his cape. You are too funny, Nick.
Yeah, we were clowning, you know.
Always.
We were clowning, but it was a fun show, though.
I was going to say, did you have a good time this weekend? Wow.
Oh, yeah. It was good.
That was
good, really good time.
That was hilarious. Okay, so whose idea was it for you to be James Brown?
Well, the whole concept was mine from the beginning. I came up with it about maybe 3 years ago, and we did the show at Rehoboth Beach Jazz Festival. Mm-hmm. The Jazz Meets James, and I don't know, some kind of way I became James Brown. I guess because I'm the silliest.
Oh, that was too funny. That was too funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you are very... I love you, Nick Colleone. I absolutely love you. Your music, your humor. I love everything about you.
Thank you so much. I love you too, darling. Yes, I do.
I told Mike you were probably out on the boat someplace fishing. That's why you hadn't called in yet.
No, I was trying to get to the car. So I got a gig at the Black Women's Expo in Chicago today. So I'm on my way down there now.
That's the busiest man in smooth jazz right there. That brother's always on the move.
I wasn't so busy yesterday. I was supposed to be in Detroit, and they had a mechanical problem with the plane, and I missed my connection. There's no way I could get there for the show for Alexander Zajac, but we're rescheduling. So.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
That's too bad. Okay. All right.
That,
well,
my connection was in Chicago, so I just went on home. That was, you know, worked out that way, but I hate missing a gig.
All right.
It happens.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Definitely.
Well, you know, better you safe and sound than, you know, hurt someplace.
Right.
So that's fine.
I'm safe. I don't know how sound I am.
Well, I have to tell you, congratulations on this new release, The Journey.
Oh, thank you.
It
took a while to get it together, but it came together, you know.
Well, I have a few favorites on here, and basically it's all of them. I love this CD.
Oh, cool. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. I really like this CD.
Me too. I mean, it's a little different, you know, from some of the stuff I've done, but I'm enjoying the, you know, the difference in it and showing another side. And, you know, got to work with Big Dog and James Lloyd and, on this project. So that was, and Nicholas Cole. So it worked out real well.
And that was one of the questions that I was going to ask you, too, because, you know, with you using those guys like that, and even, like I said, James Lloyd writing and producing some songs, was that the initial, your initial process going in, or did it just happen where you just say, well, let me just go with some of these new guys and everything, see what we can come up with?
Well, James and I worked on my last record together, mm-hmm. and Big Dog did a production for me on the last record. So I knew I wanted to work with those two again, and then Nicholas is my little cat. So I talked to him. I was like, okay, this is what we need to do. And he's like, okay, Uncle Nick, and I was like, let's do it. And came up with a song, and we came up with one, and then we didn't have a name. So he's like, so Uncle Nick, what are we gonna name it? I was like, let's call it Uncle Nick. So. But it was good working with those guys.
I didn't know that you hadn't worked with Najee before.
No, not on the recording. Never got to work with Najee. We've done some live shows together. And way back a few years ago, we did a Jazz Explosion show, me, Najee, and Alex Bungyong and Letticy. And we worked together, you know, a semi-package thing. And I told him, I was like, hey, he's like, Nick, I want to do a song with you. And I was like, okay, let's do one. And when I talked to Big Dog, he's like, yeah, we'll do Najee on this song. And it's like, okay. And I love the song.
Yeah, the song.
And he just played like he didn't have no sense on there. I was like, go ahead on. I almost had to tell him, remember who record this is, Najee.
Oh, man.
I almost threw him off the record, huh?
Yeah. He was just going berserk. Like, hey, wait a minute. Making me have to step it up here.
Oh, my goodness. That's too funny. Wow. I love the CD color, the red and black. That's the color of my bedroom. One of my favorite color combinations. I like the concept. This is really nice. Really nice.
And a guy named Paul Totoro took the picture. And when I was going to do the photo shoot for the record, he had sent me those pictures. And those were actually pictures taken live at the Lyman Center in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wow, this is live, you know. And so, you know, I was kind of hesitant about using the picture because my tongue was kind of hanging out. And then my record company said, well, you're from Chicago, you know, you got the Michael Jordan thing going on. So I was like, okay, you know.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah.
Very nice, and, very nice.
Right, good.
So what is
this? Yeah.
Oh, very much so, Nick. When I first got the CD and I listened to it and I posted it on my Facebook page, I received Nick Colion's CD, 1,000 thumbs up. Yes, I am definitely feeling this.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's definitely good from beginning to end. And then the way that you come out the gate, you know, with the journey, it just comes on just, you know, full of energy. So that's what I like about the CD as well, you know.
And I'm glad that was the first single released from the CD.
Me too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of questioning it at first, and I was like, you know what, let's go with this. You know, I think this song got juice, you know.
Oh, definitely. And it's getting a lot of airplay here at the College Station. A lot of airplay.
Well, I'm loving that. Thank you so much. You know?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So what was this journey like for you the last couple of years?
You know, it's a lot of ups, you know, and some downs, you know, as you know, when I lost Carol a couple of years ago, that kind of put me in in another frame of mind to know where I was going to go from there, and so I really hadn't figured it out still. You know, Carol took care of everything, and now I'm taking care of it. So, all those days when I used to sit and say, "I wonder what Carol do all day." Now I know, and I don't want to do it. but it's been a good ride. It's been a good ride, and I'm just hoping people feel this new record, and I'll start thinking about what I'm going to do next, because the journey can't stop here.
That's right.
Well, she would be very proud of you. Carol would be very proud of this release. Yes, for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And Nick, so. I was introduced to you. No, I was going to say that I was introduced to Nick's music, back in the 90s when Nick was a part of a keyboardist from D.C.'s record label and everything. And, I first, saw Nick, and I was like, well, who's this guy, with these suits on and everything? And then, the way that you kind of, you come across with your charisma and things like that, then you got the Coleon connection and everything like that. So all this whole journey, like I said, I've seen it from the beginning when you first started and everything, and you built this so wonderfully with the fans, because the fans are really into everything you do. How do you really kind of, because a lot of artists don't have that connection with the fans like you have. So that's a part of your journey as well, with that, because you've come a long way since being with that, keyboardist from D.C. I'm going to say the brother's name, but, Right.
I think the fans just know that, I'm just a regular guy. I'm just Nick. They see me and I crazy with them and everything else. It's like, they feel comfortable with me because I feel comfortable with them. So fans become more like friends to me instead of fans. I don't consider them fans. I consider them my friends at this point,
Yeah.
And, and I appreciate all their support that they give me,
And then the title of your fan club is the perfect title, is the Coleon Connection, because like you said, you have a real connection with your fans. It's not just a fan club; you're really connected with those people that you know and everything. So that's a wonderful thing as well.
Yeah, I like I like talking to them and stuff. I like being around them. And it's not about me being Nicoleon up on the stage. It's about, being with the people. And, the people are what makes you and the people what break you.
That's right.
And I just like people, I like people, I like people. I like them interested in what they do,
Okay. Well, we have a phone call for you, Nick. Pat, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Okay, Mr. Nicoleon, I know you will not forget me. I have been number one fan for a very, very long time. On tonight, Palatine with Carol Ray. You always tell me I look like your cousin. hope you remember, because I've been following you since the 90s. And as you just said, your fans are your friends. And that's how I consider you as well. I am so proud of you, Nick. I am so proud of you. I used to go to the Fairmont, me and my ex-boyfriend, and we'd be like only the five people in the audience, and you would still jam just for us. So I am so proud of you. I'm so proud of you, and I love you. And Carol Ray is dancing with the angels, and she's part of you as well, and she helped you get to where you are, and you still talk about her today.
That's correct.
And I'm so, that's right. And if it wasn't for Carol and Motorola, when she walked in the lobby, she says, "Oh, my friend, you got to hear him jam." And I've been following you ever since that day, Nick. I love you.
Thank you, Pat. How you been? You been good?
I've been good. I'm just kind of concerned that you only come to Rosemont on Valentine's Day weekend. I don't make that show because I'm back single again. So when are you going to come back and do just a jam set? I think I saw you.
Well, I'll be back in the Big Windy in August 27th. Country Club here with me and Boney James. You're right.
Oh, I'm gonna be all the way in the back. You're gonna be the boss. Oh my God, Nick. Are you like the headliner for the show?
Well, Boney's the big headliner, and I guess I'm the co-headliner.
You always my headliner, Nick Coleon. I love you. And Carol, she's so proud. She's proud. She's proud. And I saw you thousands and thousands of times. So, Nick, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. And I'll try to keep making you proud, you know.
You always have from day one. From day one. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Mike.
I'll keep you on mute, okay?
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right, Nick, let's listen to some music here. Okay, so I have to play Uncle Nick because this is one of my favorites on this release. This is a song that was written and produced by Nicholas Cole. I'm glad that you guys finally got a chance to work together.
Yeah, me too. You know, we're on the same label. No, it was meant to be, you know. So, young Nick, you know, and he's like my real nephew. I told him you got to quit wearing them hats, though, because people are going to start thinking he me.
How did you like working with him, such a young guy?
You know, I loved it because, you know, he's young. He's, you know, his ideas are fresh, you know. And, you know, I'm trying to stay relevant. So, you know, you got to, you know, go with the program. You know, young guys bring new ideas, you know, because, you know, you can get stagnated in your ideas. So you bring in somebody young and fresh, and they bring something new to the table. And it makes it interesting because, you know, it's a whole different feel from maybe where I would have went, you know. So that made it really great.
Thank you for saying that, Nick. Thank you for saying that, because that is so true. Some of these artists are really kind of just stuck in what they do, and they're putting out the same sounds. And I'm really glad that you are open to having a younger artist work with you. So thank you for saying that.
Right. Yeah, I'm open. You know, and he's very, 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 very gifted young man. You know, and I'm very proud of him. So what he does and what he's bringing to the music. You know, the music can't stay in the same place. It's got to move to someplace different, sounds, all that. You know, just can't be the same thing over and over for the next 20 years.
That's right. That's so true. That is so true. So for this song, Uncle Nick, as I said, it was written and produced by Nicholas Cole. Oh, I love this song. Here it is. That was Uncle Nick from Nick Colleone's new release, The Journey. I'm hearing some strange sounds in my headset. Nick, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
I hear you.
Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Trey.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you. Well, I was worried there for a minute. So I have a comment, Nick, from the chat room. Ali J says, if Nick keeps the same feelings about his fans and keeps playing that good music, his journey will go on forever.
That's nice. Well, I plan to be the same. I get out the same side of the bed every day.
So you just heard Uncle Nick. That was a song produced and written by Nicholas Cole, and that is on Nick's new CD, The Journey. Now, Pat kind of triggered a question. She had mentioned that you know, that she would come and see you, or you were playing in a crowd that had less than five people in it, or something like that. I remember when we were talking to Carol in the early days about your career and how she would not let you play in every club, you know, on the circuit. But did you ever come across a time in you know, earlier in your career where you had one of those type of crowds where it was like just not that very many people, but you played anyway?
Oh, yeah. You know, I had a few staple gigs here in Chicago that I would play, you know, every couple of months or so, because Carol wouldn't let me play in Chicago every week. You know, she didn't want me to be people to say, well, I can see him next week down the street. You know, she always, you know, her concept was, I want it to be an event when you play here, you know. So, but there were times when, you know, like that's it, 5, 10, 15 people were there, you know, but for me, you know, I don't care if it's one. I'm going to play the same way if it's 10,000 or if it's one. You know, you know, if that person paid the money to see me, then they deserve the best that I can give them, you know. And that's just always been my motto and the way I am. Anybody that comes to see me, you know, I'm going to give them the best that I can do. That day, I might be better tomorrow, but you, if you came to see me today, you got the best that I could be on this day.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good. I saw you and Mesa together here in Vegas a few months ago. It was a good show. That was a really good show. I enjoyed that so much. So much.
Me too.
And I thought that you and Mesa were good together, you know, as a team. Yeah, I thought that was a good show together.
I love Mesa, and I love working with her. You know, we recorded a song together on my Influences album, my last album. We did a song together. And she's always fun to work with. And me and her, we just crack each other up all the time, you know. And
so are you...
I got a couple gigs coming up with her pretty soon. As a matter of fact, I know something in Ohio and someplace else. But I know before the years, her and I will be to work together a few times. And we got good chemistry together.
I agree. I totally agree. And if you guys have never seen Nick Colleone and Mesa perform together, you've got to go to a show if they come to your city. You've got to go and see that. Even the lady that Mesa was singing with, sort of like her backup singer, it was just the two of them, and that was really, really nice. It was really nice.
Yeah, Angie. Yes, Angie's a beautiful person, too, and, you know, does great backup work for Mesa, and like I said, she's a very beautiful person. She, you know, she thinks I'm the craziest person in the world, but
as do we all. As do we all. Well, that was a nice show. So
I make it hard for Angie because she stands on stage and she's singing with Mesa, and I be saying crazy stuff to her, making her laugh. So.
Well, that was a really nice show. So I was glad I got that opportunity to see you guys play. So do you have a favorite song on this disc, Nick?
On this,
the journey?
On this record, yeah. I would think my favorite song on this record is probably Just Another Slow Jam, you know?
Ooh.
You know.
I
don't know. That song hits me where I live.
Really? What's the story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's, you know, it's just another slow jam. You know.
like the song too.
You know.
All right,
nothing
then.
Just,
Peter,
you know, just do it, you know.
Here it is, just another slow jam. Just another slow jam from Nicole Leon's new release, The Journey. Who is doing the vocals on that?
We had a lady named Barbara. She kind of overdubbed, and I forgot the guy's name. I'm sorry about that, but know, producer hired him, you know, so it wasn't somebody that I actually knew, you know. But he sounds great, you know.
His name is Tony Blunt.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Maybe I
should
use the album cover.
Nice track. I want to read a part of a review from Ronald Jackson from the smoothjazzride.com. Ronald says, "The Windy Cat, Tripping in Rhythms, one and only Nick Colleone, who always, always dresses to the nines, reminds one of the dress code and ethic used by the pioneers of the R&B, blues, and jazz circuit back in the day, class and cultural pride. Also treats his Epiphone and Gibson guitars with the same loving care and in the meticulous fashion as is evident on his latest project, The Journey."
Wow.
He says, The journey continues for Nick Colleone, and his number of followers who take that journey with him continues to grow as well, and deservedly so. So nice review. You can read the full review on thesmoothjazzride.com. Did you get a chance to read the review?
No, I haven't read the review. I guess I'm going to go in there and read that.
I'll post it on your page. Yeah, I'll post it on your
page.
Thank
you.
Really nice. Nice review. All right. I'll definitely do that for you. Not a problem. All right, Mike, I have a question for you. Do you have a favorite track on the CD?
The Journey. I like The Journey because it comes out just as soon as you pop the CD in, it just, you know, it scares you as soon as it comes on, you know, but because it's got that energy, you know. You know, most CDs come on with some kind of intro or something. That thing just jump right at you, you know. And everything. So that's the track that I like and everything. I like that one, and I like the Turbulence, like it with Najee and everything. I like that track as well.
Buckle Up.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry. The If Plane Pilot comes on and says that we're going to experience some turbulence. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good. That's a good. Whose idea was that, Nick? That was a good way to intro that song.
I told Big Dog that you know, we should do something like with the airline, and I thought that we had thought about me saying it, and it was like, you know, why don't we just get a real pilot to say it? And, so that's an actual pilot, you know.
Yes, he is. Oh, okay, that's good. Well, let's play that. This is called "Buckle Up" with Najee.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are experiencing some turbulence. I'd appreciate it if you'd remain in your seats and keep your seatbelt fastened.
Thank you.
Okay, my apologies there. I'm not sure what's going on here, but the music is skipping, and so I just want to stop that because it's not playing it right, correctly there.
Yes.
I've been having some issues here with this site, so I apologize, Nick, for that.
That's okay. That's all right. People probably thought we were scratching, you know.
A remix. That's what a remix.
You know, that was the basement remix. Put some
pressure on it. That's funny. I apologize. I'm sorry for that. All right, Nick, where are you headed next? I know you said you were off to another gig. Where are you going?
I'm going down to the McCormick Center right now inside Chicago. That's where I'm on my way to, and it's raining like I don't know what. But for the Black Women's Expo. Then next week I'll be in New Orleans.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, then. Well, I'm going to let you go so you can get ready and prepare for that next gig. And, Mike, you have any other questions?
All right.
No, I don't have any questions. Like I say, you know, when Nick comes on, you know, Nick likes family to the show, so it's not even really an interview with Nick. We're just talking with Nick, you know. That's what it is. But like I say, I love Nick, too. You know, Nick is the coolest, one of the coolest cats out, man. You know, he sees you, you know, he greets you and everything, and he shows you a lot of love and everything. And, maybe one day, man, we'll get to hang out at a Wawa late at night, you know, grab some to eat.
Yeah,
you know,
I love them 3 a.m. Wawa runs.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, thank you again, Nick.
Man.
Yes, you are. We love you.
Jerry.
Thank
I'm
you again.
Happy y'all had me on the game. You know, I'm very glad you all brought me on, and look forward to talking to y'all again soon.
It's our pleasure.
Anything we can do, to definitely promote your CD and everything, you know. So we definitely got your back, you know, as far as that. So, not a problem.
All right. Definitely. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, enjoy your next gig. Have a safe trip. And
thank you so much.
Congrats on this new
release. All right, Nick. I see you, man.
I'll see y'all on the journey. Okay.
All right, sir.
All right. Be good.
Bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's Nick Colleone, y'all. He has a new CD called The Journey. You can definitely pick this up on iTunes and Amazon. Find it on his website, nickcolleone.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Nick Colleone and on Facebook as well. You know, he needs no introduction. Just check out the music. This is a great CD. I apologize for this last song, but I'm going to close the show out with The Journey and keep my fingers crossed that that plays through. All right,
and,
Mike.
Nick's CD is number one on Amazon right now, too. So it came out number one on Amazon. It's one of the best sellers on Amazon. Yep.
Yes, it's definitely worth a pickup. Definitely worth a pickup for sure.
Even if you just, you know, take it just to look at the CD cover. The CD cover is one of the nicest CD covers I've seen in a while with the color coordination of it, the black and the red. It just pops out, you know.
Yes, it definitely stands out. Definitely stands out. So, yes, nice CD all around. Nice CD all around. So I think if you don't have it, I highly recommend that you pick this up and add this to your collection. This CD and his one previously, Influences, have been my favorites from Nick so far. I love both of those CDs for sure. Yeah, definitely. All right, Mike, anything happening in your area?
Nothing in the area, Charlie. Like I said, I just came from the Berks Jazz Festival and everything, and I'm dead tired. You know, I don't, like I was telling you before the show, I don't know how I'm so tired, and I didn't play that one damn instrument. But I'm just tired of they're going to meet musicians and everything. I mean, I'm hanging out with them guys at 3 o'clock in the morning. I should be trying to get me some sleep, but you know. But it's always a pleasure hanging out with the fellas and you know and all that kind of stuff and everything. But nothing going on. I'm just tired, just waiting for the next jazz festival or the next show to come up and everything. And then you know we can kind of you know report these shows coming up. But other than that, nothing.
All right. All right. Thanks to Joe and Ollie, Miss Shanna Smith. Thank you all for hanging out. Again, I apologize for the skipping on the last song. I'm going to play The Journey and keep your fingers crossed that this plays all the way through. This is the title track. My name is Terry. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth. This is The Journey.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our website, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.